Hello and welcome to part two of Jimmy's Wrestling Report for October 11th, 2013 from the Sawmill in Millersville, Tennessee. I'm again joined by the King of the Internet, Trent Van Dries, as if you couldn't tell, for the last three matches of the evening. So let's get right to our next match. Yes, it's the longest reigning USWO champion in history, even though that doesn't apply here.
Which was an amazing title run. He beat people like Raven and lost to Damian Payne, which I never understood that. But this man is scary. This man is intense. This man is spooky. And I think the woman's even worse. Jimmy, will you help me?
Well, there's a rumor that she's got fleas, but, and they probably don't have places in Bedrock to take them, get them dipped.
Gabriella from Amazonia, Jimmy. Wouldn't you like one night in the jungle with that?
Gordon.
I got a jungle. They got some singer here. I'm a singer, Jimmy. I'm a great singer. Matter of fact, did you know that I was born in Hawaii?
No, I did not. Now, as far as bass players go, you might be up there.
Everything I sing comes out in a wacky key. But anyway, back. Thank you, Jerry Lawler. But anyway, back to the match here. Who's coming out, Jimmy? Oh, my God, what a match. Chase Stevens versus Josephus Brody. This could be a main event in any building in the country, Jimmy Daniel.
Well, I hope Chase Stevens sprayed himself with off before he came out here.
It was deep woods off. What a matchup, Jimmy. How do you pick a favorite in this match? Chase Stevens versus Josephus. Two of the hottest independent wrestlers in the world. Two of the best unsigned independent talents in the world. Where do you go, Jimmy? This is the immovable force meeting the enforceable object. What am I saying, Jimmy?
Yeah. The unstoppable force meeting the immovable object.
Yeah, you bragger.
Of course, Gabriella in her Raquel Welch from 1 Million Years B.C. outfit.
What does Christine think of Josephus or Chase Stevens?
That is some eye candy.
Yeah, see? Which one?
You know what? They're both not too bad.
Yeah, see?
This will be a good match.
Yeah.
Well, the ref already got his hands full here.
It's already a brawl here. These guys are waiting around. Oh, my God. These guys want each other bad.
Of course, Chase Stevens, also a three-time former USWO champion.
And I believe a two-time NWA World Tag Team champion. And one half of the Naturals with Andy Douglas. Am I wrong on my math there, Jimmy?
No, he's probably had lots of titles. And
man's been around a long time. And there's a strange trivia fact. Do you know that Chase Stevens and I share a birthday? January 17th, same day as Ben Franklin, same day as Vidal Sassoon, same day as Golden Girl Betty White. So mark it on your calendars. There's only, 3 months shopping days?
Yeah.
4 months? Get it right. I'll be 49 years old. Give me something. Thank you.
All right, Josephus and Chase Stevens circling the ring as Gabriella crouches down in the corner. Waiting to use her sticks if necessary. And Josephus backs Chase Stevens to the corner. Misses a big bedrock chop. And now Josephus grabs Stevens again. And there's some of those big bedrock chops. And a headbutt.
And what I'm seeing here is this is a battle of attrition, a battle of wills. Josephus is a bigger man, probably a better brawler. Chase is probably a better technical wrestler. So Chase has got to wrestle his match. He cannot wrestle Josephus' match. So far, this is Josephus' match.
Well, let's see if he can get Josephus off of his feet. And he does with a flying lariat out of the corner. There's the chop. Chase Stevens with Josephus back in the corner, chopping, punching. And it seems to have a little effect on Josephus. Now Josephus gets his head banged in the corner. Back at two corners. Let's see, I bet he does three. Yep, and why not go for four? He's feeling lucky. There it goes.
Chase is battering from pillar to post. But one headbutt from Josephus and a wicked lariat from Josephus puts Chase Stevens on his back.
Yabba dabba doo, says Josephus.
The king is gone, and so are you. Well, Josephus is a scary guy. When he gets revved up, you can't hurt him. How do you hurt a man that's just crazy, Jimmy?
Hey, there's another lariat, and Chase Stevens down again. Josephus hooks the leg and covers. About 2 1/4. Anyway, here's Abriella with the sticks, choking Chase Stevens in the ropes. Chase Stevens grabs Abriella by the hair. He better be careful. There might be ticks in that hair. You never know.
That's no way to treat a jungle savage.
But Josephus comes up and clobbers Stevens from behind. Now Stevens will have to bathe when he gets home. But now here's Abriella with the sticks again. As a referee admonishes Joe Stevens on his behavior.
It's bad enough you got to fight a 320-pound wild man. You got to fight the jungle girl on the outside, too. That's not fair.
Stevens staggering a little bit as he runs into a big fist from Joe Stevens. There's one of those Flintstone chops. And a back elbow. And once again, Chase Stevens down on the mat.
Just like I said, Jimmy, Chase has got to work his match. And so far, the majority of this match has been Josephus' match. Chase has got to turn the tide.
Josephus using his brute strength to his advantage, and let's see, he is, he's got Chase Stevens by the head. Meanwhile, Abriella stands poised, ready to do something. Stevens trying to fight him off.
This is kind of move, not going to win a match, but this really wears a man down. You got a man that big leaning on you, twisting on you, pressing on your trapezius muscle. Well, you got a wild woman on the outside with sticks waving at you. That's a lot of distractions at one time.
If she rubs them together enough, it might start a fire in here.
Well, that's only a dirty rumor, Jimmy Daniel.
What exactly is Amazonia anyway, Jimmy?
Well, it's somewhere between Outer Mongolia and Upper Siberia, I believe.
Because I typed in Amazonia.com, and I'm not even going to say what came up.
Well, I guess you ordered books from it.
Meanwhile, in the ring, Josephus holding on this nerve hold on the Chase Stevens trapezius, and Chase Stevens is down to the mat. The referee may have to check Chase's arm here.
Well, looks like Chase is going to fight this one off. Here comes Chase off the road. Flying tackle by the bedrock brawler, Josephus Brody.
Josephus is impressive here. He's just really taking this to Chase. Seems to be one step ahead of him. Chase has got to come back and hope Josephus punches himself up. But so far, boy, I'll tell you, Josephus looking good.
Stevens making a comeback with some rights and some lefts. Well, he hit Josephus, trying to put him over the top rope. Now he's got Josephus by the legs.
Looks like Chase is going to try for a field goal here, Jimmy. See if he can get one right between the uprights, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, Stevens with a snapmare. Kick right between the shoulder blades. And now Josephus is down on the mat, which is where he needs to be of... Chases to get any consistent offense going. But now Josephus back to his feet. Chase with the uppercut puts Josephus down on one knee. Ah, standing drop kick by Chase Stevens. But only two.
Well, I guess Chase Stevens, now that I think about it, Jimmy, has been a notorious slow starter in his career. And it looks like he's starting to feel it now, but it's hard to take damage punishment from one man. But Chase is finally in his own. Oh, my God, a forearm to the back. That sounds like he's thumping a melon at Kroger, Jimmy.
And Peekaboo's calling, and it's time. Let's see what Chase can do.
Slow, methodical attack by Chase, but every blow is like it hurts. Every blow is, I think this guy hits you with just hurts.
Well, Chase with a jumping forearm. Josephus in the corner. Chase whips him across. Here he comes. Josephus gets out of the way.
Oh.
Grabs Chase. Belly back suplex. And both wrestlers down on the mat.
This is attrition time now, Jimmy. This is the time when you run that extra mile around the block. If you didn't run that extra mile, this is the time in the match where now it's going to cost you. Because now both men are hurt in a long match. Who wants this more? We're going to find out.
Josephus covers Stevens, only gets two.
Peekaboo says it's time. What time is it, Jimmy? What's it time for? Is it time for a Peekaboo special? Is it time for a chicken hat meltdown? What time is it, Jimmy?
Well, certainly not time for a Josephus pin yet. because Stevens still able to get a shoulder up. The opposite commentary team of Jack Johnson and Jeff Daniels calling their version of the action over across the sawmill.
I bet they're talking about us. They're saying, what are Trent and Jimmy saying over there? We got to be as good as those guys someday. Keep trying, boys.
Josephus looked like he's going for a drop kick from the top, but misses as Chase gets out of the way.
Come on, Chase.
And Stevens with some rights. Whips Josephus across. There's a boot. Oh, axe kick.
Old scissors kick, the old axe kick, the Booker T special. Everyone on the apron, look out, Jimmy.
Oh, she's got the sticks. Stevens takes a swipe at Abriella.
Yeah,
meanwhile, Josephus back on the second turnbuckle.
Chase has got his back turned to Josephus, Jimmy. This isn't good. You never turn your back on a man like Josephus Brody.
Oh! Missile drop kick. Well, that'll do it.
Everybody, Chase Stevens was 32 years old. You never turn your back on an opponent, Jimmy. Especially a man like this. A huge drop kick off the second rope. Josephus almost put his feet through Chase's chest. 1, 2, 3, it's over. Josephus wins. What a great match this was, Jimmy.
And they'll be dancing in the streets in Bedrock tonight. Josephus now exchanging witty banter with the fans here at the sawmill.
You saw Josephus just back down from me too, didn't you?
He's going to take his chain and go home. Back to the cave.
15 seconds.
By far the best thing on the show, but at least
the
battle.
It was
a
hell of a missile drop kick from a guy that size.
I like the whole match, actually.
Yes.
That was a fun match.
They both worked really
well. The only good thing on the show, really. You know, so, yeah. I enjoyed that one.
Well, I'm sure Josephus and Avril will be stopping at the drive-in for some brontosaurus ribs, and then off to the drive-in, courtesy of Josephus' two feet.
Pterodactyl sandwiches, dinosaur egg fricassee, you name it. Tonight, everything goes, because when you get a win this big, Jimmy, to the winner goes the spoils. Josephus paid off in rocks.
You know, is it just me, or is Chicken Hat been strangely subdued tonight, Chicken Hat Charles?
Well, he got into it with Cliff Compton a week ago when he got a stirring call.
He was pretty calm Saturday night.
Yeah, we think we have a very tangible love affair.
You like Chase?
We like their love affair. I thought it was okay if they wore out too easily, but other than that, it needed a little bit of momentum to it, but it was a good match so far tonight.
Best match of the night.
Yeah, right? So far, yes. I think they were equally matched up, but
if you liked seeing Chris Michaels and Sean Schultz mix it up in the ring earlier, then tonight is your lucky night as they go at it again in our next match.
I thought Chris Jarrett would be here tonight.
He heard you were going to be here. He's running scared. You're going to take his mop. You're going to be a new sweeper star.
All his years in the past.
Well, here's our NWA Saw Television Champion, the headliner, Chris Michaels, of course, who is also our USWO Champion.
I thought he was retired.
All he had was a detached retina. That doesn't stop a man.
Well, hey, we get an instant rematch here, folks.
Now, this is interesting, Jimmy. Earlier tonight, these men had a grueling match. It was so grueling, it was hard to stay awake through the whole damn thing. And now they're back with Sean Schultz wearing different tights. That first match was so rough, so tough, he soiled his undergarments. The hell you say?
Hey, there's your 5 more minutes, guys.
That's 14 minutes, pretty long.
5 more minutes. They can't go 10. These are Iron Men. No, that's not Iron Man. That's more like an Aluminum Man.
Well, anyway, here's the bell, and Chris Michaels gets ready to lock up with Sean Schultz once again, and I probably covered this already, but these two have a long and illustrious history wrestling each other and teaming with each other and telling secrets about each other.
If they can do it twice, you can repeat yourself too. It's allowed. But it's interesting, though. Sean Schultz with different trunks, Chris Michaels with the same trunks. That tells me that Chris Michaels actually won that first match.
Well, also might tell me that Chris Michaels might be wearing his lucky trunk, so he thinks that he can keep his belt two times in a row tonight.
Continue while I enjoy a cookie.
Okay. Well, TBD enjoys his, those are the Pepperidge Farm cookies, too.
Cookies from the Hotel Honor Bar.
Hope they don't charge you for them when you
they
check out.
They were sitting out on the table, so we figured they were complimentary.
Well, you probably told them who you was, and they'd probably give them to you anyway.
Besides that, I've got a rich wife, so we can pay for cookies from the Honor Bar.
Well, anyway, Schultz and Michaels
are
exchanging.
Would you like a free cookie? It's a free cookie. These are from the Hotel Honor Bar. Have you ever bought anything from an Honor Bar?
Honor Bar? What's that?
That's where you pay premium pricing. Free cookie.
Is that like a Ring of Honor Bar?
Yes, Ring of Honor Bar.
Well, anyway, Sean Schultz gave Chris Michaels a leg sweep. Thank you.
You've got time.
Well, I'm sure I will, but Michael shoots Schultz in the ropes. Schultz hangs on the ropes, and Michael misses a drop kick. And now Sean Schultz has the legs of Chris Michaels, probably trying to turn him over into a Boston crab, but Michaels makes the ropes, and there's the eye poke of doom by the headliner, Chris Michaels. And now he pounds away on Sean Schultz. Certainly a lot more action this time around than there was the first time.
Kill him, you're killing us.
Schultz reverse with Michaels in the corner. There's a big backdrop by Mr. Everybody Knows, Sean Schultz. And he lariats Michaels out to the floor.
Well, Sean Schultz showed a little more life in the first match. You know, that first match, I just didn't feel like Sean went for the win. When you're taking on a champion, you've got to go for the win. You've got to be in it to win it. You can't be in it to draw.
Well, Schultz has come out firing this match, but Michaels snaps his neck across the top rope, and now Chris Michaels going up top. Schultz meets him coming off the ropes with a forearm to the midsection. Schultz grabs a waist lock, and there's a, what do you call it?
Northern Light suplex with a nice fist by Sean Schultz. All Sean Schultz here putting the pressure on Chris, going for two counts. Like I said, that first match, he was not aggressive. This match, Sean Schultz is pressing the advantage on the headliner, Chris Michaels.
Schultz not going to work on the arm of the headliner, Chris Michaels, our USWO champion.
By the way, have you ever heard Dr. Jekyll do color commentary? This man may be the worst color commentator I've ever heard. One time, him and Tim Minor, it was so bad in Springfield, they closed the town.
I couldn't say anything.
They got a nickname for Dr. Jekyll. They call him the Town Assassin.
Is that anything like the OVW Assassin?
Actually, it's very, very similar. And you notice nobody ever gets any heat on the OVW Assassin. He just plows through everybody, especially the body guy. But back to the match here. Sean Schultz wringing the arm. Sean Schultz is in control. About to pass, would you say, 5-7 minutes? But all Sean.
Yes, certainly more action here than there was in the first one, no doubt. It'd
be hard to have less.
But Michaels, with a forearm to the face, gets out of the arm working, and there's a neckbreaker, kind of, by the headliner, Chris Michaels, who is the Saw TV champion, and Michaels takes Schultz and dumps him through the ropes and out to the floor. And here comes Michaels out to the floor. Probably not to retrieve Schultz. Of course, Schultz has to pin him to get the title. And Michaels, as long as he doesn't lose, he is just fine. Michaels with an elbow to the back of the neck. And Michaels choking Schultz equidistantly between Chicken Hat and Peekaboo.
That's a dangerous place to apply a choke in the sawmill. That's dangerous territory for a bad guy. But Chris Michaels being smart here, finally got some momentum, knocked Sean out of the ring, got a little breather, went out and got him. Now he's tossed him back in. Chris has finally come untrapped here in this match.
Now both wrestlers back in the ring. Schultz trying to fight Michaels off. Michaels with a knee to the midsection and a forearm to the back of the head puts Shawn Schultz down on the mat. And now choking Shawn Michaels. What did I say?
Did you say Shawn Michaels?
Oh,
you
no.
You say John Michael?
It might have been.
Did you say Michael McGillicuddy?
Let's
you say
see.
Michael Martin Murphy?
Oh, Mr. Everybody Knows, Shawn Schultz
that's
getting
him,
choked in the corner.
Him. The president of Revolution Grappling Entertainment. Oh, yeah, forget about that. That's over. Go ahead.
Well, that was quite a ride while it lasted.
That was Larry Gibbons' favorite show for a few weeks there.
RGE. Yeah, especially the... especially
you liked
the
RGE.
Yeah, it's only after a few weeks.
Thank God. That was a wacky, wacky show.
Well, I missed the Tree Wizard, though.
The Tree Wizard.
Yeah, I like the Tree Wizard.
I like Tony LoCascio.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
That guy's money.
Well, Schultz could probably use LoCascio out here now because Michael's choking him in the corner, much to the chagrin of our referee, who I have no idea what his name is.
Chris says it's over. Do you believe him?
No.
Chris is warming up that super kick. Remember that super kick finisher. Chris says it's over. Who am I to doubt this man, Jimmy Daniel?
Well, Schultz has to get to his feet first. Schultz brushes it off, pulls Michaels down. He's trying to go for a Boston Crab, but Michaels grabs the bottom rope and kicks him away. There's a lariat from the headliner, Chris Michaels.
Chris back in control. And if you notice tonight, what is Chris missing tonight, Jimmy? He's alone. He's out here all by himself. No Reno Riggins at ringside. No Pedigo at ringside. You got to wonder if that's messing up Chris Michaels' game plan for tonight, Eddie.
Well, he certainly was more cautious in the first match. Maybe perhaps he spoke to Pedigo on the phone during intermission or something and got some words of encouragement.
That's the bad thing about these guys that have these managers at ringside. Even a guy as talented as Chris Michaels, wrestling since 1989, a man with this much talent, this much experience, but if you get too reliant on a manager at ringside when he's not there, that can mess up your game plan. You have to be able to know in your mind that you can finish a man off yourself without any assistance from the manager.
Well, Michaels trying to nerve hold, but then gives it up and just drives an elbow into the shoulder of Shawn Schultz. Mr. Everybody Knows. Schultz struggling to get to his feet. Michaels standing over him, ready to pounce on him once he does. Michaels trying to bend Shawn Schultz by the neck backwards over the top rope. Michaels shoots Schultz into the corner. Let's see, Michaels posing. He's getting ready to do something. Michaels goes for a Bronco Buster. Schultz gets out of the way, but Michaels jumps on the second rope and doesn't mess himself up this time, but Schultz with a jawbreaker or a chin breaker. Now Schultz firing away on Michaels. Michaels with a knee to the midsection, but Schultz catches him. And there's a Everybody Knows rock bottom. That was about 2.77777.
Getting that big slap drop. Shawn Schultz going for the cover. Oh, and a
close. Oh, another one.
Now, I believe, Jimmy, the first match was a 10-minute time limit draw. I believe right now we're at the 10-minute mark of this match. So we're actually in overtime. It was the first match. So these guys have been going for 10 minutes now. Less than 5 minutes left, and they're turning it on. Let's see who's in better condition here.
Michaels rolls up his Schultz, but Schultz rolls through. There's Michael with a face breaker and a neck breaker.
Well, these guys are both really, really good wrestlers, unfurling some big moves here. Both guys looking good, both looking crisp. This match is something else. I don't know, Jimmy. I don't know that 15 minutes is going to be enough.
Well, if it's not enough, they can come back out and do 20 after a while. Michaels once again props Schultz up in the corner, but runs into a Shawn Schultz elbow. Michaels hits the turnbuckle as Schultz gets out of the way. Oh, a 2-minute warning here. Of course, if this was Canada, it'd be a 3-minute warning, but whatever. Schultz now getting fired up. He's ready for Michaels to come on out to the center of the ring. Schultz again pulls Michaels down. And now here we go. Oh, Boston Crab.
Sitting down on that Boston Crab. What pressure that puts on your legs and your lower back. Chris Michaels is fighting this out. Sean Schultz putting the pressure on here, dude. This could be it.
Michaels on his elbows, desperately trying to reach any rope now. Of course, at this point, this would be the place where Pedigo or Uncle Reno would make their presence felt.
Exactly what I was saying. Right now, they'd be running distraction, distracting the referee, pushing the bottom rope, and anything they can do to get him out of this. Chris Michaels.
Oh!
What happened?
Boy, that was a fast 2 minutes.
Very fast 2 minutes.
Here. I don't think that was 15.
A little over a minute.
Is this Dusty Rhodes looking?
That was 15 minutes.
The time limit ran out.
15:07.
The time limit runs out, and with Sean Schultz having Chris Michaels in a Boston Crab, Michaels probably would have tapped in a matter of moments, but the time limit runs out.
Time limit runs out. That's what I call a bald match. I mean, Daniel, they shave time.
Maybe they have one of those special wrestling watches that moves forward rapidly at random. Schultz not happy about the result.
Everybody knows that was only 13 minutes. Hey, you got 2 minutes left, Sean. Come on, you got Jip.
So Chris Michaels lives upon another day as NWA Saw television champion. Michaels back in the ring with the belt. And Schultz gets the belt upside the head.
Now, Jimmy, so many times I've heard you say sore loser attack. Is this sore draw attack?
Yeah, it's a sore did not win attack.
But he's still the champion. What's he sore about? Well, he might be sore from head to toe after 2 matches. That's true.
Well, yeah.
That's just poor sportsmanship. That's all that is. Yeah.
And if enough people see this and write into your local congressman or something, maybe Schultz will get a rematch.
You think people are going to write the government with the government shut down? Everything going on in the world, Obamacare running wild? People are going to write the congressman about Sean Schultz getting a rematch against Chris Michaels? You crazy, Jimmy Daniels! You crazy!
Well, if the government's shut down, they got to have something to do while they're waiting.
I wonder if Dr. Jekyll is getting furlough pay with the government shut down.
I wish. I'm essential. Very essential.
He's got enough years and he's got more money than Carter's got bills.
Our main event of the evening brought back the two tournament winners from earlier in the evening for a semifinal match between Luke Gallows and the captain of the NWA, Mr. 1859, Cliff Compton. And yes, there was a lot of talking before this match.
AW Boogie Stratton in the house. The stars are out tonight, Jimmy.
Yes, our USWO senior official.
A man in a tie-dye shirt.
Oh, here's Luke Gallows back.
The big LG Luke Gallows. Man, what a monster of a man. He destroyed OVW's Michael Hayes earlier. Took him apart, ripped his leg off his body, and then he came out and took pictures with the fans. This man is a schizo.
But he offered $5 hugs.
Well, you can hug me for free, baby. But only one a day, because I don't want you to get spoiled. Women are crazy, man. You ever notice when I come to Nashville, Jimmy, the women just lose it. It's embarrassing the way they throw themselves at me. The offers I get, the addresses, the phone numbers. They're all on Dickinson Road, but that's beside the point.
They'll be throwing panties at you next.
Yes. And this is a big man, Luke Gallows. Oh, my God.
I bet he wouldn't beat up Muhammad Ali Baez.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali Baez, let's face it, the man, he came back to the taking of Michael Hayes. I don't think Ali has his original fire. He needs to get his fire back. fired up, Holly.
Maybe he could fire up the swimmer's build on Lou
exactly.
Gallows.
Yeah, he's got the swimmer's build going. Who is it, Jimmy? Who is it? Who's facing the big LG here?
Cliff Compton.
What a match this is. A battle of former WWE superstars here. Cliff Compton is a Deuce and Domino, former WWE Tag Team Champion. Luke Gallows was bestest in the WWE. The Big LG, Luke Gallows. This is a battle of the superstars, Jimmy. I'm not done talking yet. I'll say it twice. I'll say it three times. It's a battle of the...
Guys who were in WWE, well, I didn't watch.
No, they were there. They were both there.
Well, Compton goes over and gives Jeff Daniels a hug. Of course, Compton in his captain's hat.
1859, Jimmy Daniel, Cliff Compton. The man is taking over Colt Cabana's podcast. The man is an attraction. The man is an entertainer. The man has been to Nigeria.
Gallows all up in Jeff Daniels' face, but he better be careful.
For God's sakes, can you show a little respect? He looks like a freaking captain of a ship.
Oh. All we need is Tony Tenniel.
This could be the love boat. I feel a lot of love in the room.
Where's Captain Steven?
Go out there and kick his ass
one over the other. Yeah. Is that what you want? That's what you get.
Here's Compton on a mic.
You want Luke Gallows to kick my ass? I have a serious question.
Please.
We may not have salad bars in Texas.
Mother trucker.
See, I come out here and I put on a show. I don't want to miss the showmanship. I'm not going to watch you, but now you know. I'll tell you what. If I win tonight, I will personally take you out for a salad. More croutons. We don't need those cards, baby.
My cookie.
Excuse me.
Hey, are you hungry?
This jacket costs more than most of you have in your savings accounts.
What savings accounts?
What's a savings account?
What's a savings account
2013? I knew Luke when he was in Aces and Eights. And I know Luke when he was in rehab.
Is that your wife? Or is she paid?
fire with his brother. Listen, I could be here all night.
Feels like you have them.
I had to do somebody.
Gallo's now in the ring.
You don't really want to fight Cliff Compton or something, do you?
What a transformation! Luke Gallows has changed his whole attitude because of Cliff Compton's rotten words. What a mean guy. He said some mean things about the fat women. Fat women are nice.
Gallo's ready to throw down here. Compton still got the mic.
Alright, I will fight Luke Gallows as long as I get complete and total silence.
After you have the douchebag.
Well, here we go with Cliff Compton against Luke Gallows. No word on if Compton left the Batmobile running outside.
If he did, it must be half a tank by now. If he can wrestle half as good as he talks, he's going to win this match, Jimmy.
Compton insulting the Dickens sisters as well as Big J over there.
Who are the Dickens sisters?
The two girls right there.
They're obviously not little Jimmy Dickens, Ken, are they?
No. Hey.
These men were in Nigeria together, Jimmy, for the ill-fated Power Uti Wrestling Tour. Have you heard about that?
I've never heard that story. That could be interesting. Well, we've got the whole test of strength knuckle lock thing going here. Well, they put up their dukes and kind of march around the ring. Compton pushes Gallows back to the corner, and Compton breaks the hold at four.
You're not doing a very good job!
This is stupid!
The crowd chanting, "This is stupid." Where is Russo when you need him, Jimmy Daniel?
Well, I think this is exactly what Russo would do.
It would. You know, this is a tournament match. These guys are in a tournament going for the NWA Saw Southern title. They should be more serious. I don't know. They're just goofing around. Nobody taking it serious. Luke Gallows goose-stepping like Baron Von Raschke. This is unbelievable. I'm not liking this at all.
Well, Gallows flexes
this
a little bit.
This is what you call a crowd shitting on a match. Shitting. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. Can I say shit on your podcast?
Of course you can.
I don't want to say shit. I know you're on a very G-rated. I've seen those pictures you post on my board. People complaining you showed nipples on my board. You want to see nipples, Jimmy Daniel? I'll show you a nipple right now, baby. But no one ever touched my nipple because I have very sensitive skin. It's my wife.
Well, anyway, back to the goose stepping and putting up your dukes.
This match sucks.
Well, the fact is that somebody somewhere thought this was a good idea.
The person backstage hiding from the world. Who thought this was a good idea? Now, on paper, maybe. But also on paper, communism's a good idea. And it's not in an application. Finally, we have something. Jimmy, what's going on?
Well, we've got somebody trying to grab a hold of the other one.
He looks like a retarded ring around the rosy. What is this, Jimmy? Oh, no.
Oh, the finger poke. And Compton covers Gallows for the pin.
Hogan wins the title.
was nothing. This was crap. Here comes Michael Hayes. Here comes Crimson.
And Crimson and Hayes throw a chair and a crutch in the ring. Here's Crimson on the mic. Was Crimson with a leg brace on. Hayes had a chair, Crimson had a crutch, and they're calling out Gallows and Compton. Good thing the Batmobile has two seats because Gallows might need a hitch a ride.
I wonder if Gallows and Compton rode together.
Okay.
Here they come. Hayes flips Compton into the ring. And Hayes wearing out Compton. Crimson decks Gallows with one punch.
Two one-legged men are kicking butt. Two one-legged men taking on two men that should be ashamed of themselves. Ripped off the fans at a sawmill. Crimson was a proud champion. He didn't want to go this way. He wanted to go the belt to go to somebody who deserved it, not this clown.
Meanwhile, Hayes dumps Compton through the ropes and out to the floor.
They deserve a lot more than that. They took a dump on us, Jimmy. They took a dump on us, and we didn't like it.
I think refunds are in order for that one.
Some people like having a dump take on them. I'm not naming names, Christine. But some people would love to have a dump taken on them now and then. And some people...
Hey, that's it. Who's taking the dump?
Some people live in a dump. Some people are dumpy.
Crimson and Hayes standing tall in the ring.
Michael Hayes and Crimson standing tall. I don't know. I can't believe Compton and Gell sitting on the ramp looking like kids in timeout. What is this? Somebody hand them a milk bottle or a Milano cookie or something.
Or a juice box.
Yeah, a juice box. Or a Lunchable.
Whoa!
Jeff Daniels.
Gallows gets all up Jeff Daniels' face, and Daniels just shoves him, and now Daniels with a chair.
Jeff Daniels, no one, and what's Luke Gallows thinking, messing with Jeff Daniels?
Now Compton's up in between them. Oh, Babu's right in the middle of it.
Poor Babu. Somebody hit Babu.
Yeah, they better watch messing with Jeff Daniels, because Jeff Daniels would rather go to his mama's funeral than his own.
Said that many, many times. And this is a man that ran Gary Valiant off the road in a dark street on Columbia. This man's capable of anything. Why would you mess with Jeff Daniels?
Just think Daniels didn't even have to use the atomic popsicle stick yet.
Yeah, but it's always nearby. It's always nearby. Well, Jimmy, it's been your pleasure to do your podcast with me and keep up the good work. And I enjoy having you on my board. But then again, I like prickly heat. Thank you and good night.
Yeah, I can't believe this. It's tremendous. This tournament has been for the Gallows to come out here and make a mockery out of the National Wrestling Alliance and to make a mockery out of Southern All-Star Wrestling. Yeah, it's just unbelievable that they would get some respect. Number one, you the fans. Number two, the heritage of that Southern title. I'm telling you right now, this is what a champion looks like. If there's anything left to you after Joe Seamus Brody gets you in the finals, then the big man is coming. That's what a champion looks like. looks like. Not the next piece of garbage, Cliff Compton.
Yes, it was quite an evening at the sawmill. I'd like to thank Trent and his contributions to the podcast this evening. Stay tuned to the podcast and find out where we'll be headed next. Thank you for listening.